This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The grain markets are anticipating two major USDA reports. We'll have more right after this.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org.
You gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Alabama.
This week will bring us two of the biggest USDA reports of the year, the June quarterly grain stocks and acreage reports. This gives us the first glance into what the 2026 crop should actually look like. Michael Widener, Director of Grain Origination and Producer Strategy at Landis Cooperative, said this is a busy time for the grain markets.
Yeah, the next couple weeks, you know, pretty critical periods that we have going on here. A little bit of everything. You still got some U.S. Iran things going on. And then looking ahead to big crop report on June 30th, USDA planted acreage and quarterly stocks data. That's typically one of the biggest reports of the year. And we would expect, some fireworks there, potentially with some surprises around what growers said they got planted. And then, of course, the quarterly stocks data that we only get to look at once a quarter, right?
Here in Iowa, we have seen plenty of rain recently. While this has led to some replanting in parts of the state, Widener said the markets are feeling good about the crop conditions.
Things look pretty solid across most of the Corn Belt, or at least key growing regions, right? You know, we can always point out the isolated pockets of issues, right? Too much rain, too little rain, those type of things, some drown outs here and there. But from a broad perspective, I think we're getting some relief in some areas that, we're showing up on the drought monitor. So that's helping relieve some things for sure. And as we talked earlier, Riley, I drove to northern Iowa today, southern Minnesota, and there's definitely some ponding in different pockets and, some lower ground situations and some of the replant you mentioned. But I think from the overall perspective, the market is, pretty content with where crops are and probably pricing in a trend line or better yields at current price levels on the new crop.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.